But let us finish up our mini-series, we can call it that, on the Everlasting Covenant. We've been going on this journey for a couple of weeks because I saw that phrase in Genesis 9, and that sparked my interest. Hey, what does God say is going to last forever? So that's why I looked specifically for that phrase. We've been through a number of them. We will most likely finish this morning. I'll leave a little door open just in case we don't, but I'm pretty sure we will. If you turn with me and your Bibles to Ezekiel 37, we'll begin in verse 15. And as you're heading your way there to Ezekiel 37:15, I'll open us in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful to be here another day. Thank you, Lord, that you're still offering grace and peace to this world through faith in what you've done for all of us through Jesus Christ. Thank you for paying the price that needed to be paid for all of the sin of the world, reconciling the world unto yourself, not imputing our trespasses unto us, Lord. It's a marvel to behold. It's such wonderful news how free and easy it all is. I pray, sincerely pray, that people would open up their hearts and minds to it. Yes. That especially on a day like today where the world typically just celebrates death and darkness, Lord, that you would open up their eyes to life and light. Let these words that you have inspired be shared amongst those that come into contact with us. Help us to share that gospel of your grace, that others may believe and come to the knowledge of the truth. And this morning, Father, I'll continue to pray this, that you fill us with your wisdom. Lord, it seems that tank can never get full. So help us be wise with your word and with every situation that comes our way, that we may honor you always and live a life worthy of that which becomes a saint. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so Ezekiel 37. We've only got two more occurrences of this phrase, the everlasting covenant. This is one of them. The last one, it's not chronologically, but as you go through your Bible, whatever the term is for that, this is the last one of the so-called Old Testament. Okay, so Ezekiel 37:15, I'll give you some context. It says, "The word of the Lord came again unto me, Ezekiel, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it, For Judah, and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick, and write upon it, For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people," again being Israel, "shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by this? Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them, yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Did you see a common theme in this passage? All these things that are lasting forever. Now, we've been playing this game where I've asked you to tell me what is the covenant and who is it with. Hopefully you're realizing the broken record aspect of this by now. But would you mind saying, what is this covenant and who is it with?
Join Israel as the one of Israel.
Bring Israel into the land that he promised them, and it's definitely for Israel, right? It's the exact same thing that he has said 15 times previous to this. Every single time that we've seen the everlasting covenant, it had something to do with Israel. Now, bear in mind, one of them was Phinehas, that he would have a priesthood biologically through him, as well as the showbread, right? But other than that, it's been talking about the specific land area, the land contract, somebody mentioned, for Israel, the people Israel, the nation Israel, right? Not just the biological seed of Abraham, but the biological and spiritual, those that trusted God at his word. These were the true Israelites. That's Romans 2:28, I think. We'll look at that probably in just a minute. So this is, let's see, where did I want to look back? Verse 26. So it says, moreover, I will make a covenant of peace, future tense. Right? So currently they're still under the law. The world is under the law. Right? That's how God is operating with the world. He's sharing the truth of himself, the good works through Israel. Right? And anyone that wanted to be positionally in Christ, if they don't, you understand what I'm trying to say with that, that they needed to